Staying on the border problems for a moment, contract grain harvesters say a new permit allowing them to cross from Victoria into New South Wales won't resolve major issues affecting their businesses. The exemption's designed to help the agricultural workforce overcome border restrictions, but contractors say the changes aren't enough and they warn they might not be able to harvest crops. With more, here's National Regional Affairs reporter Lucy Barber.
Contract harvesters like Rod Gribble were relieved when they heard about the new agricultural border permit, but then they read the fine print.
You know, it's about as useful as a bloody screen door in a submarine.
The changes mean that Victorian farmers, contractors and other agricultural workers can now head to New South Wales without having to fly to Sydney and quarantine for 2 weeks there first. But the exemption only applies to people travelling within 100 kilometres of the New South Wales border.
That's completely illogical and stupid because professional contractors need to move 1,000 k's from the border up to, you know, Goondiwindi, Moree, Walgett, where it is.
That's a predicament that contract harvesters like Dale Bartlett from Horsham in Western Victoria are facing.
So a 100-kilometre pass puts us in station country where there's no crop.
He says it's a big blow because the East Coast harvest is shaping up to be the best in years.
Some people are losing sleep over it and are stressed and mentally struggling through it because there's financial commitments that we have to make and we've gone through 3 years of drought, the first time we've been able to actually catch up to a normal harvest, not being able to cross the borders to be able to perform our services would basically be worse than a drought.
The New South Wales government says workers wanting to travel beyond 100 kilometres of the state's border will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. But Rod Gribble says he's already hearing from other contractors that the process isn't straightforward.
One bloke has rung up and he got onto someone who didn't know anything about it and then he just hung up in frustration and got onto someone else. They're going to take it on as a case-by-case issue, but does it really need to be that difficult?
In Shepparton, in northern Victoria, Federal Nationals MP Damien Drum says the new agricultural border permit is a positive step. But he wants authorities to go further by putting more faith in COVID-19 testing regimes rather than lines drawn on a map.
If you're travelling across the border every day, there'd be many people who would be happy to get tested every day. You know, to have a cotton bud stuck up your nose for 5 seconds is a small price to pay across the border.
Rod Gribble just wants certainty that this year's crops will be harvested.
So if people, growers and contractors, can't harvest their crops at the right time and get them into safe storage, there's a severe risk of one, spoilage, which reduces the amount of food available and export dollars for Australia.
That's Rod Gribble, the president of the Australian Custom Harvesters Association, ending Lucy Barber's report.